From the KLYT broadcast studio, this is ABQ Connect. Your input on today's topic is important to us. Join in the conversation by calling 505-338-5790 or text 505-585-LIVE. ABQ Connect.
Welcome into ABQ Connect. Jim Williams with you today. And, you know, as we come up on Christmas, as we have the Thanksgiving holiday coming upon us, a lot of people say that this is one of the most stressful times. Sometimes people feel depressed and down. They especially think about loved ones they might have lost. And I hope you're going to be really encouraged today, because we've also lost a couple of loved ones. We lost Dr. K.P. Yohanan. A few months ago. He, of course, is the founder of Gospel for Asia, now GFA World. And we also lost our beloved Chip Lusko, our general manager, and they were both partners. And Chip was promoting everything he could possibly do for KP. And I'm especially just blessed today to have Tom Cortado. He has been with the ministry for 25 years, and he's head of broadcast media department. Tom, I've been working with you now about 10 years and off and on, and so blessed to have you on the radio program today.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. It's really a blessing to be here, and I'm glad you mentioned about Chip. He was a dear friend of mine, and we worked closely together. And yeah, he definitely supported this ministry. And you know, he and KP Yohanan and Skip Isaac, they go back, you know, 100 years probably. You know,
you said years, you, so. As we were talking,
a long time.
Yeah, as we were talking right before the show started, you said something interesting about KP moving to heaven. You said, you know, God's plan was obviously not ours. And isn't that so true? God's going to work through people, and then when he's ready to have them move in with him, he takes them.
Yeah, it's definitely, it's got a much better plan than you or I, I'm pretty sure, at least me.
Yeah, amen. Hey, I want to talk a little bit about KP. If you go to klyt.fm, you can click on the Critter Campaign. And Tom, I'm using a word fun. Maybe that's something an American's doing. I'm looking at how fun buying a present for someone else is. But as I think about people in South Asia, I think about people in Africa, and of course, GFA World now is ministering all over the world. A lot of people aren't having fun in their current condition, but through the Critter Campaign, you're allowing us to participate in literally providing gifts that are sustaining, and that was just part of KP's vision. Talk to us a little bit about KP and the three things that he emphasized in the ministry.
Yeah, thanks, Jim. You know, it was he was really praying for these three specific goals within the ministry, the missions that we have, and yeah, you talk about fun. How fun is it that we can impact lives thousands of miles away with such a really a small gift that we would spend, you know, on ourselves? And I'm not saying no, not to do that, but to be able to impact lives for eternity with a gift that's given through the Critter Campaign is just amazing. And I think the fun, it's fun to do that, like with your family. Can you imagine how fun it's going to be in heaven, you know, meeting the folks that we had the opportunity to touch their lives through this campaign? But for KP Yohanan, he had three things on his heart when the Lord took him home. And one of those was he wanted to get the word of God, the gospel of Jesus Christ, the good news of Jesus Christ to every person on the planet, every home that he could. And so one of his visions was to get 1 billion gospel tracts printed in the next year or so, with 100 million, you know, right off. And it's amazing, you know, we can print 200 gospel tracts for $1. Mm-hmm. And that gospel tract, when given through prayer, given, you know, through outreach, is going to impact not just one life, but usually two, three, four, sometimes a whole family. So you do the multiplication, and how amazing it can be that for, you know, a gift of, let's say, $10, we're doing, 2,000 gospel tracts and keep multiplying it. And if my math's wrong, I apologize. But to be able to affect those kind of lives, realizing that, you know, a gospel tract is going to be given, a little booklet's going to be given to someone, and they may read it right then and there. They may go home and read it. It may be, you know, 2 weeks, a month. So I've known stories where young people have received this message of hope through a gospel tract, and they'll just stick it in their school book. And, you know, the next couple of weeks when they open the school book, there it is. And they said, well, it's only four pages, I can read it. And next thing you know, they experienced the love of Jesus Christ, the saving grace and mercy of our Lord. And through them, their family is reached, and the whole family embraces the love of God, and they're become part of the local church. And it's just amazing to see. I think we have no clue how God wants to use this. So that was one of the things that was on for sure KP's heart, was to get as many gospel tracts printed and out into the hands of churchgoers, of missionaries, of workers, of anybody who's willing to, you know, step out in faith and share the love of God through that medium. So another thing that was really on his heart was obviously the missionaries. We have a lot of more missionaries now in training, and our heart always is that is, you know, what you might call the foundation of our ministry, was to equip and send and support, you know, nationals to reach their own people with the love of Jesus Christ. And so our goal is 2,000 in the next 18 months or so, to get these men and women out to the mission fields after they've been trained, and to share the love of God and to see a community reached is on his heart as well. We pray for that continually. And again, that's, you know, $360 a year, $30 a month to support a national missionary. And then the third thing that was on his heart is, you know, now that God's opened the door for us to work in Rwanda, and in a special way, we've been given the opportunity and the property and just the go-ahead from the Lord and from, you know, the local officials to start building a medical hospital, which will eventually be a medical college as well. So they're working on the phase one right now, and the building's up, and you know, they're building it and putting it together, and we're starting to you know, fill it with the equipment that's necessary, the beds, staff, and all that, of course, costs money. And so the third thing that was on his heart was to get that hospital in Rwanda finished and staffed and start, you know, spreading the good news of Jesus Christ through medical missions. And this first phase one will be about 300 beds, and it'll be one of the, you know, largest available hospitals in that East African area. And the goal would be then is to, you know, do medical missions, do medical camps, do telemed up north and down south and throughout the subcontinent of Africa, and to see people, you know, healed, and of course experience the love of Jesus Christ. So that was kind of his three goals, was a billion gospel tracts and sending the missionaries out, the 2,000 missionaries, and to get this hospital up and running. I think the goal is 2026 is to have it. We may maybe even earlier by God's grace, and to be able to know that what we did in Southern India way back when, as far as having a medical college, just, you know, was so effective in lifting people out of sickness and, you know, poverty, and communicating to them the loving message of Jesus Christ. And we want to see that happen in Africa as well. So we're excited about the work that's going to go on there, because they're really open to the love of Jesus Christ. And we've already have a church established, and we're hoping to put up and running soon. We have some biosand water filter going on as well, and some clean water campaigns going on in that area. But by and large, that hospital is going to just make such a huge impact. And, you know, it's going to be modern. They'll be able to minister to people through, you know, through ER, through, you know, OBGYN, through all kinds of cancer treatment. It's just going to be, you know, really exciting to see the kind of care that we can give people, you know, top of the line care to people, you know, regardless of their economic status. And we do it all in the name of Jesus Christ.
Ton, I can't help but think about Americans and how we kind of complain about everything. We complain about our health care. We complain about this. We complain about that. And yet people, I'm sure in Rwanda, haven't had the standard of medical care, and now you're bringing it to that region. That's just amazing. People can get more details about everything at www.klyt.fm. Click on the Critter Campaign. We're going to start talking a little bit about the Critter Campaign and how that works. how it was devised. But I have to say, I'm so glad you mentioned your missionaries, because you have an infrastructure of people, of pastors, of support people that are all men and women that are doing ministry and sharing the gospel. You've got women using sewing machines that were purchased through the Critter Campaign as gifts, and they're making clothing, and they're actually generating revenue for their whole town, for their families, mm-hmm. to live. I mean, how did this whole concept come about, Tom?
Yeah, it's, you know, we back in probably now early 2000s, I remember sitting in the boardroom with K.P. Yohannan and a few of the other leaders of the ministry, and he just mentioned that, you know, somebody on the mission field mentioned it'd be nice if we could, you know, equip people with cows or water buffaloes or some kind of tangible gift to show how much God loves them, but also to equip them to pull themselves out of poverty and to take care of their families. And from that one comment came our Christmas catalog, which you know, it's in paper and digital, that has so many ways that people can give in that. And that was, we realized that, you know, it really was an effective way to communicate how tangibly Christ loves people, was through giving away, you know, sewing machines and water buffaloes and chickens, excuse me, and goats and cows and you know, tin roofs and blankets and, you know, mosquito nets. So in about 2007, we thought, you know, we could probably do this on the radio. And so we started the GFA Radio Christmas Catalog campaign. And on the first couple of pages, we had chickens and goats and water, you know, cows and sheep and lambs and goats. And so somebody just kind of coined it. It looks like a Critter Campaign. And so it kind of stuck. So that's what we call it now, you know, move forward to 2024. And it's, we've been calling it the Critter Campaign for probably about 10 years now. And because we start out with the chickens and goats and cows and water buffaloes and barnyard bundles, you know, where you can buy pairs of different animals to equip folks with a way to, you know, to pull themselves out of poverty. And so that's kind of where we're at now. And of course, we kind of, you know, we don't have the full catalog because it'd be too much to talk about on the air. But
yes,
we try to pick the items that are broad range, from, you know, Vacation Bible School to actually providing a church building for $40,000 and everything in between. And so we want to give people the opportunity to, you know, sit down with their family, look at the landing page there from your website, and go, you know, we can buy a pair of chickens on behalf of grandma this year.
I'm looking, you know, at it right now, $11 per pair for chickens, $140 for a pair of goats. I mean, it's really simple the way you've done it, but it's so fascinating how this literally can provide sustenance and even income for families.
Oh, it's all done locally. Everything is purchased locally. Nothing is obviously shipped over there. And the pastor of the local church identifies people within his area that has a desperate need and realizes, you know, regardless of their social status or religion or whatever, that, you know, without the help of us, you know, they're going to starve. Mm. And so, or, you know, worse, they'll, you know, go into slavery or whatever. And excuse me. So we go and we reach out to people. We have a big ceremony locally and just give them, you know, a pair of chickens. Mm-hmm. And like you said, for $11, and chickens lay eggs, chickens have chicks. And, you know, we've seen time and again where a family, usually, you know, a husband who might be a local worker who may or may not get a job, you know, on a daily basis, or has a, you know, some kind of social issue. And so the, you know, you've got the mother and she's got kids. And so how are they going to feed them? How do they send them to school and all of that? And by giving them a pair of chickens, and, you know, and through the local church. And so it comes from that pastor, and they're like, you know, why are you doing this? Well, because Jesus loves you. And this is a tangible way to communicate that. And, Who's Jesus? You know, so it opens the door to really talk about the love of God. And through that, usually what happens, and I've seen it time and again, is, you know, within 18 months or so, they now have a chicken farm, and she's selling chicks and she's selling eggs, and, you know, they become a part of the local church. And through that, I've seen where actually they'll actually maybe sell their chicken farm and start a goat farm. So, and it affects the whole community. The whole community benefits from these gifts, not just that one family or that one individual. And many times it's a widow, and we'll give a widow, like, you know, a pair of chickens or a goat that she can milk, or even, you know, like a water buffalo that you can have, especially if she has children that she needs to feed. And that water buffalo is going to provide, you know, fresh milk, fresh milk and a way to plow, transportation. You know, let's face it, they use the dung to cook with. I mean, it's just amazing. It's like a farmer here in the States getting a tractor.
Yeah.
You know, and so, and it transforms their life. And of course, they come to know Jesus Christ, and they become a part of the local church. So it's exciting to see how, you know, one gift, two gifts can impact so many people just in a small local community. And of course, if someone gives a Jesus well, you know, it's $1,400 to dig a Jesus well. And that's done, again, locally. And it's usually put, you know, somewhere near the church. So, you know, the pastor is able to share his faith through that, not just water that, you know, is going to go away, but he you know, shares the living water of Jesus Christ. And to bring clean water to a community of 300 transforms that community, literally saves lives.
Amazing. Ton Cordato is the head of the broadcast media department at GFA World Ministry that supports KLYT, and we obviously support them, been partnering with them for many, many years. Ton, we have you till 2 o'clock, so I can't wait to talk to you more detail. In fact, I want to talk to you more about this water buffalo. You said you liken it unto a farmer in the States having a tractor. You put in our little notes for today that that's one of your favorite things, is to talk about the water buffalo. So we'll get a little more detail about some of these gifts and how they really affect communities. And you just said something, too, that I didn't know if I knew, and that is you are providing the communities and the individuals in need with these animals, with sewing machines, with these gifts, so that they are then open to the gospel of Jesus Christ. There's no conditions at all for them to receive these things in order to take care of these families. Again, we can help fund that. You can go to klyt.fm, click on the Christmas Critter Campaign from GFA World. It takes you right to a list of all kinds of different things. So we'll be back with Ton right after these messages. Please stay with us. Jim Williams with you this afternoon on ABQ Connect. I'm talking with Ton Cordato. He's the head of broadcast media at GFA World. Ton, before we talk about some specifics about some of the Critter Campaign, I really want to talk to you a little more detail about the water buffaloes and some other things. But tell us what is the scope of the Critter Campaign? How many countries does it take place in?
Yeah, right now, you know, we're currently working in over 16 nations, and a good portion of those are areas, countries where we provide animals and gifts. When that's Nepal and the, you know, obviously India and some of the other surrounding nations. So it's a broad scope that happens throughout the year, where we're identifying people in need, and when we're, you know, there's a lot of work obviously on the ground that gets done, identifying the people that are in need, identifying where we can purchase, you know, the animals or the, you know, the equipment or whatever we need to dig a well or build a biosand water filter, whatever it may be. And so, you know, a lot of work goes out to these things. And then, of course, we have the community outreach, where we gather everybody together and give these gifts, whether it's, you know, warm blankets during the winter season, or whether it's mosquito nets during, you know, the season where the mosquitoes are most prevalent, you know, to keep people away from malaria and dengue fever and all of that. So it's really a broad scope, and we're, you know, We're starting now in Africa, and we're hoping to do so much more in that area and move north and move south in as many nations as we can to share the love of Jesus Christ through this tangible way that also impacts the community through, you know, and being people out of poverty. So it affects them economically, obviously spiritually, emotionally, in all ways, physically, you know, because now they're able to buy medicines. They're able to send their kids to school instead of having them beg or work in the fields or something like that. I mean, it's amazing how it just transforms a community. And that, again, is our goal, is to transform communities through God's love. And we do that in a way that impacts, not just now, but generations to come until Jesus returns. And so something else that I always want to encourage people to do is, you can do $11 one month, or you could do $11 every month for a year and provide that much many more chickens, or those many more, goats, or whatever it may be. BioSam water filters, $30. So somebody can give a BioSam water filter to a family or two families every month for a year. And that's going to provide clean water to a small group of people that otherwise, really, especially for children, could perish. You know how many, so many millions of people are affected by the lack of clean water in the world. And we're able to do that through $30 of a BioSand water filter, which is nothing more than sand and charcoal and different gravel. So it's amazing to see how many people we can impact through their lives. And of course, I can just jump back to COVID, and when we gave away so much food and clean water, we have, saw so many people that were given sustenance as they made their way back home, during the whole COVID crisis that we all experienced, but so much more worse in the third world nations, and how we were able to provide food and clean water and, masks and things to people that were just walking back to their communities because they were kicked out of the towns and villages they were working in because things got so bad. So that's what's going on. Our goal is to get the Critter Campaign, the Christmas catalog, into every area that we can, into every nation that we're working in. As you know, since it's all nationals, we're able to do that as effectively as we can, and we're believing by faith that we're going to see, the world reach for Jesus Christ through these kind of means, and of course by sending out our missionaries.
And if you'd like to give a gift of an animal or provide any of these other means, BioSand water filters, chickens, goats, water buffalo, build a Jesus well. One of the impactful things that the late Dr. KP Yohannan shared with me on this very radio program was that he has seen examples where some of the poorest of the poor in South Asia, almost like the castaways, the Dalits, would have a sewing machine, or maybe they would have a BioSand filter, or maybe the community built a Jesus well. And there would be families of unbelievers, there would be Muslims, there would be people that might consider themselves Christians, but maybe not have been to worship for a long time, and everybody's just struggling to get enough clean water because there's so many waterborne illnesses. But he said that the communities would come together regardless of what they believed, and the missionary leadership trained by your staff was able to invite people in, and there was fellowship, and that they saw people coming to faith through all of that.
Oh yeah, excuse me, very much so. It's we never know who God's going to reach, and so we treat everybody the same. Anybody who gets gifts from us as a tangible witness of God's love, it doesn't matter, like you said, their social status, it doesn't matter, their religion, it doesn't matter. What matters is that they're all God's children in his eyes. And so it's our mission to just share the love of Jesus with everyone that we can, and see God move. It's God's work, anyway, it's not ours.
Yeah. As you're listening to Tom, as you're listening to Tom today, Tom, we've got to take another break to say thank you to our sponsors. But I want to just encourage our listeners. Go to KLYT.FM, click on the Christmas Critter Campaign, and you can read all of these details. There's a catalog of all the various things that are needed. And when we come back from this break, we're going to talk about some of the key projects that you want to highlight as part of this year's Critter Campaign that are done in memory of the founder, GFA World's KP Yohannan. We'll be right back. We're with Ton Cortado. He is part of the GFA World Ministry for over 25 years, believes it, lives it, has seen all kinds of amazing things. Ton, can you tell us about the highlighted key projects as part of this year's Critter Campaign that are in memory of the founder, KP Yohannan?
Yeah, you know, I talked about earlier the three things that we wanted to highlight that were on his heart when God took him home was the gospel tracts. We want to be able to print and distribute, which is the most important, about 1 billion gospel tracts, and we believe by faith that, you know, every gospel tract is going to reach someone with the good news of Jesus Christ, and that person will embrace the love of Christ and enter into the kingdom and share that tract with others. And we know that one of those little booklets usually impacts two or three or four people and a family. So we know that by God's grace, for a dollar, we can print 200 gospel tracts. And so to be able to get 1 billion out is probably about $550 million, something like that. And the goal is to get as many as we can. If, you know, someone was to like just give $20 a month to gospel tracts, how many gospel tracts we'd be able to get out, and how many lives we could impact, how many souls would be joining us in heaven because Jesus Christ came to reach them all. And of course, it's God's heart that all would come to know him, obviously, and Christ commanded us to do that. So the second thing is the foundation of our ministry, which is our missionaries. And our goal is to get out, you know, another 2,000 missionaries here within the next 18 months or so. And while they're in training, we want to see them, you know, raised up financially and spiritually and prayerfully. And so that's also a part of the catalog. For $360, someone can support one of these men or women. Or one of these, what we call Sisters of the Cross, is our ladies who go out and minister amongst the lepers and the, you know, the prisons and the widows and the orphans out in the communities, and reach out to them and touch their lives physically and spiritually and emotionally in all ways. And they give their life to do that for several years, and some of them have stayed, you know, 10, 15 years. And so they're part of also our missionary movement. So you can support one of those Sisters of the Cross. It's exciting to see the lives that they lead as they commit their lives to extra training to reach these people, to minister to, especially lepers. You know, there's still leper colonies in Asia, and these precious ladies will go in and clean their wounds and just feed them and take care of them and minister to them and see them embrace the love of Jesus Christ. It's pretty powerful. So obviously the foundation of our work was always GFA supported missionaries to go out and, you know, give their lives for the sake of Jesus Christ, you know, dig their grave outside that community where they're being sent, and just go in and give all they can to see the love of Christ being preached. And then, of course, our hospital in Rwanda, which our goal is to get that done as soon as we can. And it'll be a 300-bed phase one hospital. Eventually, it'll be a medical college as well. So we'll be training up, you know, this next generation of medical doctors and nurses to reach out to not just Rwanda, but all the African nations that we can reach with the love of Jesus Christ, transforming communities through Christ's love. So the way people can give to the medical missions part of that, and of course, the building is already going up, being completed, but you know, the equipment, you know, the MRIs and even the beds and you know, sheets and just the staff to man all of this is you know, it's only by God's grace that we can do that. And we believe by faith that God's going to provide the funds and the people to make this happen and affect the lives of millions really for eternity. And what a precious gift that is for us in the West to be able to do, to pray for and to sacrifice what God's given us to see his, you know, his kingdom built and his gospel preached. And it's exciting in these, I don't know, last days to be able to do that. I mean, there's one firm thing we know, and not to be preachy, but you know, the world around us is going crazy, but Jesus Christ is still on the throne. And my passport says heaven. And
Yes.
we want to be about God's work, and then hear those words, you know, well done, good and faithful servant, enter in. And I'm pretty sure that KP O'Hanlon and you know, Chip Lusko and others that we've known that have passed on have, you know, looked in the face of Jesus and heard those words. And what you know, marvelous end to life here on earth, and to enter into eternity with our Lord.
Don, you've written on our list of questions today, what is the most important aspect of the Critter Campaign? I want to rephrase that with a perspective. here's how I want to frame it. Dr. Yohanan came from a very poor village in South India, South Asia, near the water. He had some success in ministry, obviously, lived in the United States, as you are in the United States, but spent a lot of time going overseas and training missionaries and writing books and doing all of these different things. And he shared with me once that people ask him, why did he do this? Why did he do this? And I will say in the same breath, the late Chip Lusko, who you mentioned, our former general manager and passed away this past April, they would ask Chip the same thing. Why are you so compelled to always tell people about Jesus Christ? And I'm going to phrase this in a way that probably most people that know English well will be disappointed in, but those two men could not tell you about Jesus Christ. It was impossible for them not to tell you about their Lord and Savior. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I think one of the, you know, I look back now and realize it was a privilege of mine to serve with Dr. KP. And because he was like, I know, you know, in my mind, he was like Paul. He had one setting, reach the lost. That's all he cared about. That's all he talked about. That's all he lived for. You know, you couldn't tell you how to play baseball, but he could tell you how to, you know, how to reach the lost. And you know, he always said it's always going to be done. God's work is going to be successful through suffering, you know, through commitment, through sacrifice. And were we willing to sacrifice, you know, this great thing that we have over here to see the most precious people, you know, come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? And what a privilege it is to know that, you know, we can commit our lives to that on this side of heaven, knowing that on the other side, we're going to be with the Lord. We're going to be with all those that had an opportunity to hear of his love and his sacrifice and his mercy and grace, and just spend eternity together, just worshiping and rejoicing in his presence. And I think, I know that that's what these guys live for. And, you know, to be able to be around their lives. I remember, you know, talking to Chip often, and he's like, you know, just there's another way for us to do this. We got to do this. You know, at the same time, you know, they loved life, and they were a joy to be in. And I can speak for KP. He was a, you know, a graceful man. You know, he had simple tastes. You know, he pretty much, if he didn't use something in 6 months, he got rid of it because there was no need. And he drove that, you know, 1962 Volkswagen Bug all over the place. You know, it, be honest, I pushed it a few times. We pushed it a few times because it died on him, but you know, that's all he needed. And how many times he would say, you know, it, you don't need a new tie. If you have a skinny one, it's going to come into favor. If you have a fat one, it'll go out, but it'll come into favor again. Don't worry about it. You know, just, and if he invited you to lunch, you would go to McDonald's usually. You know?
Yeah.
It's just, that was just his life. And I know that it's all about, you know, serving the Lord. He says, you know, it's good to have passion, but if you don't love Jesus, none of this is going to work.
Absolutely.
You know, nothing's going to happen. And he said, first and foremost, you got to be a lover of the Lord, minister to him, and then to the lost, and God gets the glory. And it really is the Lord's ministry. And you know, he'd say it's worth it. It's worth it in the end. And yeah, I think for both of them would agree when, you know, he used to say, the best is yet to come.
Amen.
And, you know, God's coming. Until then, we want to be found faithful. I know your listeners do. I know they are. You know, they're committed. And we just want to see as many people in heaven as we can. And I really believe, honestly, that the reward we'll get will be, you know, someone tapping us on the shoulder when we're there. And, you know, thank you for, you know, buying that pair of chickens. Like, what do you mean? Well, because of you, you know, I heard about the love of our Lord Jesus Christ. And together now we're here tossing our crowns before him because he gets all the glory. Mm-hmm. And what greater reward is there than that? And that's what we're looking forward to. Until then, we want to be found faithful.
We have one more segment with Ton. We're going to take a break to say thank you to our sponsors. KLYT.FM is the website to go to. Click on GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign. All the details, which Ton has nowhere near enough time in an hour to go through everything, but you can go through each aspect of the different gifts and really read about how they have not only affected people's lives, but what the future is. And it's just amazing to go through the catalog, and that's available right on the KLYT.fm website. We'll be back with Ton right after these messages. During the break, I went into KLYT.fm and I clicked on the GFA World Christmas Critter Campaign banner, and it took me right to the catalog, and I paged down, and I'm right now on Sponsor a Missionary for a Year in Asia, $360. I will just say, Ton, to think about $360 in America, that's not going to sustain you for very long, but that actually means a lot to a missionary that's in South Asia or Rwanda or somewhere else in Africa, doesn't it?
Yeah, it really does. And of course, you know, we break that down. So there might be three or four or five people supporting that one missionary, especially if he has a family, you know. So $360 from one person, we spread that out maybe between three or four families. So the main thing is, you know, people are able to support them financially, but also we have more people praying for them and their family. And that's, we really covet people's prayers for these missionaries, because, you know, they sacrifice their lives for the sake of the gospel. And we're excited to see, because of that commitment, the kind of fruit that comes from that. And, you know, we really just want to see people be blessed as they, you know, share their lives with those who are willing to go anywhere to preach the love of Christ. They just need, you know, some funding and some Bibles and gospel tracts to go do that. And one of the things I want to point out, and you know this, and I think your listeners do too, that, you know, we never want to put anybody on a guilt trip at all. It's all about, you know, the grace and the mercy of Jesus Christ. God has given us this opportunity to make a difference in the lives of people that, you know, we won't meet until heaven. But what a privilege it is to be able to, you know, send somebody into a community that's going to give their life for the sake of Jesus Christ, or to provide a sewing machine for a widow and her children. And that's going to really save their lives and bring them into, you know, the Church of Jesus Christ. And it just, it amazes me how, you know, two cups of coffee at Starbucks is enough to buy a pair of chickens. And I'm not, again, not to say people shouldn't drink coffee, just saying, you know, what are we doing with the resources that God has given us? As KP has said many times, and you may have heard him say this, he said, you know, pull out your license and look at your age on your license and add 100 years. Hmm. And 100 years from now, where are you now? Where am I? We're Lord willing, we're with Jesus Christ in heaven. Yes. So all the stuff we worry about now, all the stuff we care about now, you know, car, house, whatever it may be, that's all going to be gone. And what's going to be left is going to be, you know, the time we're with the Lord. So we take that kind of perspective on life and say, 100 years from now, where is my stuff going to be? And with that in mind, how is the Lord leading me to provide my prayers and my resources and my life to build his kingdom? And again, it's up to him. I tell people, I'm not going to tell you how to live your life. Ask Jesus how to live your life and then do what he says.
Yes. Amen. Hey, I want to ask you a practical matter, because, you know, with all the internet and stuff online, when people do give to the Critter Campaign, you guys have gone to great lengths to make sure that giving is both easy and safe for people financially, haven't you?
Very much so. We, you know, go down to the most minutest detail to make sure that everything is tracked, that everybody, you know, understands where their money is going to be used, where their funds are going to be used. If they have any questions whatsoever, they can go to our website and our financial policy is there. If they have any other questions after that, they can more than welcome to give us a call and we'll talk to them. And, you know, if there's a glitch in the system, we're on it pretty quickly. So we want to make sure that everybody, you know, if they want to purchase a pair of chickens for the mission field, they're able to do that. You know, they commit their $11. We're going to honor that and make sure that, you know, the system all works because of the internet and things like that. And, you know, it's getting harder and harder to keep, you know, people, the hackers, away from you. But by God's grace, he protects our websites and our processes. And we're able to protect that. And same with the phones. You know, we have a dedicated line, dedicated phone number specifically to KLYT. So when someone calls that phone number that's on that landing page, you know, they're going to get an operator that is specifically assigned to this station, and so they can be sure that you know it's going to where it's supposed to go.
And let me give that number right now. It's 855-573-4628. If you're old like me, I'm 66. I kind of like calling people directly. So that's 855-573-4628. You can get your questions answered. And as Ton just said, it's a safe way to communicate. But I've also given to the Critter Campaign and plan to do so again this year. I really like this Rwanda Medical Missions. I was in a meeting this morning with a couple of, about eight different men, and one of them was a very well-known EMT. He's saved a lot of people's lives in the field, and then a local urologist. And I guarantee you, these guys are going to be excited to hear about this Rwanda medical mission. So all kinds of ways, whatever your heart is. I mean, you might want to provide chickens. You might want to provide a water buffalo. You might have a heart for giving a whole community an opportunity to have a clean source of water being Jesus well. Or maybe you want to give a sand filter. I mean, there's all kinds of different ways to do it. But, Ton, as we close, I want you to speak to the eternal impact that our listeners are making as they give through the Critter Campaign.
Yeah, I really think that it comes down to, you know, as God said, you know, where your heart is really where your money is. I'm probably paraphrasing. But the idea being is, you know, I own nothing except what Christ has given me, and it's kind of borrowed. You know, my car, my house, my garage, you know, my family. Christ says, hey, they're mine, but I'm letting you use them. So use them wisely. And same with, you know, the resources God has given us. I know some of us, you know, have a lot of resources, some of us don't, but it all comes down to, you know, what has God called us to do? And has he given us the grace to be givers and to change lives, to commit to his ministry? And it's amazing to see that, you know, for $30 a month, $360 a year, I can basically reach a community for Christ and see a fellowship planted. And how many hundreds, if not more, of but you know, people who become my brothers and sisters in the Lord, and that's an eternal investment. You know, it's there's something I can do temporary, there's something I can do eternal, and I want to do as much as I can for to have an eternal impact, because in the long run, we're going to be in heaven, and again, we're going to be fellowshipping with those that we had an opportunity to pray for, to provide help to. You know, the missionaries that we're sending out, that we're praying for, we're going to stand shoulder to shoulder with them. And what a privilege it's going to be. And I know for anybody, you know, who's in the church, God's called us to be salt. He's called us to be light. He's called us to lay hold of things lightly, because none of it is ours. And to see, you know, where does the Lord want me to commit my time, my resources, my money, my prayers, you know, whatever it may be, to see the gospel come to so many people who still need to know that Jesus Christ loves them and died for their sins. And together, we're gonna build his kingdom by his grace and by his power and spend eternity together. This world is, you know, said at 100 years, it's gone. If I'm 67, add, you know, whatever, 20 years, who knows? And we're going to be with the Lord. So I know we all want to be found faithful. I know people get nervous around these times. But we need to stand firm in the Lord and trust him to guide us and lead us. And one thing I've learned in my whatever 40 years with the Lord is you can't outgive God. I challenge anybody to try.
Well, Ton, you've also said to me many times, we've talked over the last 10 years about the Critter Campaign, and it's amazing the things that you've shared with us today, but I can't help but think about Dr. K.P. Yohannan, his grace, his courage. I mean, all of this takes a lot of work. And of course, our listeners are not just willing givers and worshipers through their finances, but they're also faithful prayer partners. And I know that Bishop Daniel Yohannan, K.P.'s son, is actually kind of carrying forward the ministry now. So obviously for yourself and for Daniel Yohannan, a lot of prayers are needed, right?
Very much so. It's I can just tell you, you know, the spiritual warfare is is not letting up.
Yeah.
I'll just tell you that.
Ton, we're gonna have Bishop Daniel a little bit later on in the month, and we're so grateful that you shared this time with us today. And if you want to learn more about the GFA World Critter Campaign, go to klyt.fm. Ton, thanks so much.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. God bless you guys.
Talk soon.